Tourism is one of the biggest industries in Armenia. Being the first Christian nation, and with over 5 million Armenians living throughout the diaspora, Armenia sees many visitors each year. From religious tours to service trips to outdoors adventures and everything in between, Armenia has something to offer everyone, making it a perfect travel destination. Those working in the tourism industry are responsible for a large part of our experience when visiting Armenia. Join us as we hear firsthand what life is like for a tour guide in Armenia. Pari Luis, my name is Sophia. I'm the co-host of this podcast with Executive Director Peter Abajian. Today, we are joined by Marine Khachaturian, freelance tour guide working with Sima Tours and also a member of the Pados team. Welcome to our show, Marine.
Hi, hello. Thank you for your invitation.
Pari Luis.
So we're going to jump in with a hard-hitting question that you might have to think long and hard about. How many times have you been to Garni Gerard?
It's interesting. You know, just to be honest, in my whole experience, like more than 15 years, each year I have been maybe more than 15, 20 times. Wow. As a tour guide, not only... Because this destination is the shortest one and most popular to visit. So maybe more than 1,000.
Wow. How much gata is that?
Every time for sure, one big gata with me.
That's incredible.
So now that we got the hard hitting question out of the way, how did you first get involved with becoming a tour guide? Is there a training process you go through? Is it something you wanted to do? How did you fall into this?
To be honest, my education is already tourism and service at the hotel, something like this. And also first, my experience as a tour guide was in one of the museums of Armenia in Yerevan. It was Arabuni Museum. After that, I was hired, we can say, by Sima Tours, and I started to work with them as a tour guide. But my first experience as a tour guide from museum.
Wow. What's more interesting, to be a guide in a fixed location, or do you like the adventure touring tourists throughout Armenia?
For sure, it's more interesting and with a big experience to be as a tour guide around of Armenia. Not in the museum, it was interesting because it was more historical, but it's very short and you cannot be more involved to the main culture, religious history of Armenia. It's only one very short part of the history or beginning of it.
Mm, it's limiting, yeah.
And you cannot tell everything because you have a short time to tell, for example, like 40 minutes. And when you are working as a tour guide all around of Armenia as well, it's totally different. You have to speak about almost everything, even about every tree.
How has tourism evolved since you started your career? Where do you see it going in the next 5 to 10 years?
So to be honest, in 2005, it was totally different when I started. Nowadays, it's really much developed and it's developing, I can say, every second, because nowadays it's more different with the hiking, adventure tours, trekking, even though there are a lot of new destinations which we couldn't get like 10 years ago, for example. And nowadays there are a lot of more like jeeping, off-roads. So it's really more bigger, we can say, with the destinations than was before. And of course, services also were developed enough.
Right. And where do you see it? Do you see it continuing down that adventure path in the future?
I'm sure because nowadays, thanks to the new technology, it is growing very quick and will be more and more, in my opinion.
You said that there's sites that you can get to now that you weren't able to in the past. Is that because they didn't exist, like they've been developed more recently, or is it because they were there, but for instance, the road was so bad that nobody could go to it?
So they were there for sure, because all the culture centers or like the religious centers, as like the monasteries, fortresses, they were there. Just the roads were terrible. And even though we didn't have a kind of the hiking paths, recently they find out, they cleaned up a lot of and just like put some even though kinds of the signs for the hikers who can walk by themselves too. And so that is the main development that was for the opening of the routes.
Oh, very cool. You know, we've done work in Armenia for a lot of years, and you know, the attitudes and perceptions of women in culture in Armenia are clearly changing. They're evolving. And hopefully some of the projects that we support in Armenia are contributing to that evolution. But you know, essentially outside of Yerevan, it's still very traditional to have a woman, you know, staying at home and, you know, caring for the family, et cetera, et cetera. I know it's changing slightly, but, you know, essentially outside of Yerevan, it's still very much like that. So, how does that affect your job as a tour guide, you know, leaving, you know, in a bus with tourists and going out for, you know, I don't know, several days at a time and going to different countries and, you know, staying at hotels, you know, what's that all about? How is that? How is it and how is it changing?
So from very beginning, when I started, it was a little bit different, of course, because especially in many families, they couldn't understand what kind of the job it is. But very shortly, it's changed at all. I know that, as you say, that overnight, the whole day outside is like a culture, it's a little bit unusual. But from the very beginning, when I have been already as a tour guide, I saw many girls who were working as a like tour guide. In my family also, my mother, my sisters worked, and it was okay for my family. Mm. But outside, I noticed that sometimes they look, but from the very beginning, nowadays it's totally changed. In the regions, it's still sometimes they can be confused, but not so much as was before.
So it's definitely changing. So I know based on the type of tourists that are the type of sponsors that reach out to us when they're going with their families to Armenia and things, tourism in Armenia has been evolving, and you particularly have been super involved in project-based tourism. Can you explain what that entails and how it differs from regular tourism?
So, yes, from the very beginning, of course, I have been in different kind of the project services within the tours. But to be honest, I have to say that the most closest with my heart was many projects of Paras Foundation, because started from 2000, maybe 13, if I'm not mistaken, I was already.
I think so.
I was already with many different groups of Paras Foundation, many donors who visited to Armenia. It was totally different experience. It's a kind of like the touring around of Armenia, of course, with all information, culture, everything. But also it is different because you are not only as a tour guide with them, but also the person who have to explain, to show another environment. Because Paras Foundation, especially projects of Paras Foundation, of course, are very different, and they are mostly connected with different people, different areas, regions, villages, and you have to be more involved to the everyday life to understand them and to explain the others. It's a kind of like you are behaving yourself as like very local, but to try to give more emotions to the others, maybe like this, Chigidam.
So you're serving as a bridge between these local projects and programs and your tour group. Now, okay, so let's put Paros and your involvement with us aside. You've done this with other organizations as well. You've visited other projects. You've had groups that are from other, that are project specific, and you've taken them there. How do they, I mean, I'm curious. So I've taken, you know, I've taken a tour group to, you know, 10 sites, and then we visited the project that they really care about. How does that, how do you think that impacts them? Do they leave with a, you know, a positive? Do they leave asking more questions? You know, are they upset that during their vacation, you know, they got dragged to some, you know, program that may or may not need support? I mean, what do you feel from them as you do that?
No, it's really totally different. They don't upset, even though they, when started to be involved in their everyday life, they started to understand how is the real life in Armenia. And, you know, the relationship with the locals also, give a lot of different emotions, experience for those who visited Armenia as a like homeland, as like maybe vacation area from the very beginning. But they this experience is really valuable for them because very shortly they started to understand the main culture that we have in Armenia and the lifestyle. Because for in my opinion, when you are doing the tours, it's just like the tour guide tell you about everything, and you are not like inside of the people who like live in their houses. With the projects, we enter to each like house, we can say, and we can be involved everyday life, sometimes to eat with them, sometimes to help them with something, and to understand the main, how to say, like really life for these people in Armenia.
That was an excellent example. Yeah, I think it's really, really eye-opening when you can take them, cross that, and help them cross that line from being a tourist to being an active participant, or seeing what the, like you said, seeing what life is actually like versus, you know, some of the outside tourism. That's terrific.
It's really totally different. You know, people started to think more about Armenia when they see this everything within the culture, religious and the history. And I can see some different emotions when they enter, for example, such a kind of the place where is like no normal home, or I don't know, there is no food in that house, and they bring the food for them, or to go to see that there is no bathroom or bathhouse in the house. So the emotions I can feel with them. Even though there is no need to be as a translator to translate for them the situation, and you can see that it's really different.
Well, that brings us to our last question of the podcast. We asked this.
But before the last question, I'm going to interject one final last question, the pre-last question. So, Marine, what is your favorite tourism site to visit in Armenia?
Oh, it's very difficult to say, because mostly people ask me about it. You know, I can say that I love each corner of Armenia and each part of Armenia, because maybe I just know all the history of them, not all, some major history of them. And I love something which is dedicated to that part of our homeland. So I can say all over Armenia, I love it all.
Okay, so in English, Marine, that's called avoiding the question, but okay, I'll shut up now.
Okay,
Peter, let's ask you, what's your favorite place to visit in Armenia? It's not an easy question.
It's really not an easy question, but I really, really love the majesty of Umbert Fortress. I can see myself being a prince living in my castle there and fighting off Turks on a pretty regular basis. So, so far, that's my my top site, but I still have lots of Armenia that I have not seen. So I'm looking forward to adventuring to see if I can find something that kicks Umbert out of the top standing.
Nice. Nice. I can picture that as well. So that brings us to our signature question now. And we ask this to every guest who comes on our podcast. What can people do to get involved? So if someone listened to this episode and they want to go to Armenia or they want to book a tour, what can people do to get involved?
I just was thinking about Service Armenia, to be honest, and also to be honest, because it's something very, very different for me also as a tour guide and also the part of some projects. So people can just join not only for the touring, but also for different kind of the projects and to be inside of the real life of Armenia. And of course, voluntary to, to be the part of some different interesting events, fun, and of course, touring around and to do some helping too.
As a Service Armenia participant many times, if you don't fit in the age range, there's also a young professionals group. And then if you don't fit in that age range, I know Pados and there's other organizations that run groups for older adults as well. And just go to Armenia. Usually when we ask this question, the answer usually is just go to Armenia, just visit. And when that happens, something magical comes along with it.
I usually say, we are always waiting for you in Armenia.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Marine, for being a part of our episode today. It was great hearing more about Armenia and what it's like to be a tour guide.
Thank you, Peter, and thank you, Sophia.
Thank you. We hope you have a great day.